Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast, here in Brentwood today with Connor Ben. How are you, Con?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Very well, mate. All the better for seeing yourself, of course. I know we haven't got the most time in the world because you're off to Brighton today with the family. So we'll jump straight in. We're kind of at that place now where just before a fight's announced, there's three or four names in the pool, all good fights, and people are just waiting. As we stand here now, what can you tell us?
Not a lot. Obviously, I was just in the gym training, so I'm just getting the work in. And when the date and the opponent presents itself, then it presents itself. But as far as I'm aware, I'm just training for whoever they put in front of me.
Obviously, Keith Thurman's kind of the noisiest name that we're hearing in like the public sphere at the moment. And I suppose that's because, one, there's talk of it being a world title eliminator, and two, his name has been mentioned of previous. So, Keith Thurman would be massive.
Yeah, well, it's all well said and done, but I ain't got no hopes until the WBO order it. As obviously, I don't think PBC and Matchroom are a great relationship. So if it was based on just making the fight for nothing, like the fight, I'm not confident in that materialising. But if it's made as a mandatory or final eliminator, then, you know, it's no two ways about it. Go to purse bid and may the best man win.
Obviously, look, it still has to go to purse bids, theoretically, but you've always been a sort of person who said you will fight anyone, anywhere, but fighting maybe on another platform, if it ever come down to it, for the first time, would it be not uncomfortable, but obviously you've been so loyal to Matchroom and you've always fought with Matchroom behind you. If you had to fight on Showtime under a PBC banner, would that be a bit strange for the first time, especially in a fight of this magnitude?
No, not really. I mean, the only thing that'd be weird would probably be the setup, the way it's worked, the way the organisation works. Apart from that, listen, a fight's a fight, mate. Do you know what I mean? As Ennis said in one of his interviews, you know, everyone who's now top five or even in the top 10 ain't scared of nobody. Some people just make better business decisions for themselves, you know, which is true. Do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we are businessmen. And for those who aren't set up like how the people who are businessmen in the sport of boxing are set up, at the end of the day, it's about setting up your family and your legacy and your kids, your generational wealth. So, you know, if it makes sense for me to find another show, then so be it. You know, obviously it would be with Matchroom's blessing, of course. Listen, I trust Matchroom to make the big fights happen. I don't need to go elsewhere.
Well, one thing that is happening is time is ticking. We presumed you was going to get a big one in the summer. I suppose it's going to be towards the back end, maybe even early September now.
Yeah, well, we wanted big names July time, but listen, I'm one of them fighters that like to fight as regularly as possible. If I ain't blessed with that luxury, then listen, I'm still working. Do you know what I mean? So you'll see a more new and improved Conor Ben come September, which is where we're likely looking to get out. But it ain't, school's never out, man. I'm always working and learning. I ain't like all these wallies who keep going, oh yeah, nah, I've worked on this, I've worked on that. And then when they come back from a layoff, they go, oh yeah, but ring rust. Nah, mate, that's bollocks. Ain't ring rust. You just ain't been working. Do you know what I mean? Every time I've actually come back off a layoff, there's a lot of talk. It's so cheap, these games. Do you know what I mean? People saying they'd knock me out and they'd do this and do that, or I'd become unstuck. But yet they've looked like shit fighting shit opponents. Do you know what I mean? Oh, but the better opponent I face, the better I am. Yeah, oh, bollocks. It is. I plan on making them fights look like the fights that they're meant to be. These fringe level fighters that I'm fighting, fringe world level, I say, some former world champions, ain't in my league. So it's like, I plan on showing that I ain't having hard fights with these sort of people. You know, I make it an easy night's work, which I say it's going to be anyway. But I back it up. I back my talk up every time. When I say I come back better, I come back better. I mean what I say.
It must be really exciting for you, because even talking about them big fights, the last couple we've had have been big. They've been kind of like events in their own right in the boxing world, or in the UK at least. Mm-hmm. Well, the last one's like the big one, so I would say Algeria, perhaps Granados and beyond have been kind of like their own sort of event. Vargas, yeah, been their own sort of event. Yeah. But now we're stepping up to where these are like, there's serious worldwide interest. And for you, and how always sort of buzzing and game you are around these moments, it must just be so genuinely exciting.
Of course it is. I mean, listen, people want to chat shit now. Well, they've always chat shit. Before it was, oh, you ain't done this, you ain't going to go this far, you ain't going to do that, you ain't going to do this. But yet everyone there putting on a pedestal and blowing up smoke, I'm knocking out people they fought just before me. And not just before them, and I'm knocking them out even better. So it's like, listen, people are always going to say something. Do you know what I mean? That's why I don't really pay much attention to what people are saying, because at the end of the day, it's completely irrelevant. I don't really pay no attention, because those who are hating on me now for not fighting X, Y, Z are still going to hate on me if I fight them anyway. So I ain't worried about pleasing them. Do you know what I mean? And it's got to a stage, those who are fans, those who support me, I appreciate, and I do everything I can to entertain you guys throughout my career. But for those who don't, I could not give a rat's ass what you say on Twitter, what you say on X, Y, Z. It makes no difference to my life. At the end of the day, I'm still eat regardless, and I'm still going to perform regardless. I'm still going to bang people out regardless. Do you know what I mean? For the people who do support. So, yeah, that's what I'm seeing currently.
You have to reach the pinnacle of the sport, have a world title wrapped around your waist for people to then go...
No.
No, man. Listen, people are always going to say something. Always.
Maybe
always.
All four.
Still going to say something. People are still going to say something. Always. All the time. But let them... I mean, honestly, it makes no difference to my life. It's funny because I don't have social media on my phone. So, and I never go on Twitter. I'll send it to someone to stick a post up for me or a story on my Insta, I'll send it. But then when I've gone on Twitter and checked, mate, you know I've got some like low-life dimlows on Twitter. Like, I feel so sorry for them. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's mental. Like, just social media is just a move. It's mad. Like, I've had people in my DMs, like, when I've checked here, send about 20 hate messages dating back from last year, 2019 or 2020. And it's like, wow. Wow. You are one weird person. But then you get loads of them on Twitter. It's just mental, isn't it? Anyone who says to me, yeah, no, I go on Twitter, I think, mate, you're weird. Who needs that in their life?
It's an anonymous place to hide your face, isn't it? So I don't know. Yeah. But whatever happens next, we're just looking forward to seeing you get back in the ring. I do have to skirt over this topic. Amir Khan and Kell Brook, both their retirements recently. Just from your perspective, is it kind of, not disappointing, but the fact that you never got to share the ring with them? Because domestically, I suppose, it at the moment, is not bigger than you in with either of them two?
Listen, I'm happy for their retirement. I mean, listen, they've done everything I can dream of achieving in the sport of boxing. So it's like, listen, as I said, it's just business. Do you know what I mean? I speak with Amir Khan, I speak with Kell Brook on a personal level. So listen, good luck in their retirement. And, you know, I hope they enjoy this second part of their life where they can spend time with their family and do whatever it is the hell they want to do. Do you know what I mean? At the minute, it's hunting season for me. And, you know, they were in the rankings. So, and they were the biggest domestics for me. They made great business sense, great career progress. And it is idols to rivals. Is it a shame that there's no one in my division? Yeah, you've got McKinson and Congo and Crocker. And I'd probably say it's the biggest domestic British names for me. But I ain't... yeah, they're still not big names. Do you know what I mean? You know, Khan and Brooke were massive names. So it's a little bit frustrating. And there's no dancing partner there for me. You know? But there will be soon. Do you know what I mean? Because the new crop always comes through. Always.
you not consider Michael McKinson perhaps in that? Because I know he didn't fight Virgil Ortiz, but he was kind of stepping himself up to that world level. So did you not consider kind of viewing him maybe a step above when you said Congo and Lewis Crocker?
Oh, yeah, definitely a step above. Oh, yeah, 1,000,000%. But stylistically...
Nothing will be the bracket of Kell Brook and Amir Khan, will it?
No, stylistically, I place him at like... not high at all in the British rankings in terms of style. I mean, nah, like, not good. Do you know what I mean? Does what is effective and does what he needs to do, but I'm about value for money. I'm about entertainment. I'm about good fights. If Vargas, Formella, Granados, Ajiri, Van Hurt had all tried and stood up to me, it would have been an absolute fight. Do you know what I mean? But they can't. But if they did, it would have been a fight. Do you know what I mean? Because I would have carried that same intensity, that same approach, and I would have still kept pushing. That's the way I am. It's a shame they couldn't stand up to it, because if it would have been a hell of a fight. See, McKinsey just... I don't watch boring fight. I don't watch boxing if it's a boring fight. Do you know what I mean? If it's a boring fight, I am not interested at all. I turn it off. If there's like a lightweight who has no knockouts and it's like not great, mate, I'm flicking, putting on couples come down with me. Or Tipping Point. Do you know what I mean? Or what else do I watch? Yeah, one of them programs, A Place in the Sun. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather watch one of them than watch a boring boxing match. So, let alone me fighting that person. You know, obviously, if he had had a close fight with Virgil Ortiz, the narrative would have changed a little bit. And then he would have been my measuring stick. Do you know what I mean? But I think, obviously, he was talking about going over there and fighting Virgil Ortiz. I don't think they looked at him and went, of course, it's going to be an hard fight. Do you know what I mean? You know, it was one pick out of a bunch of maybe the easier routes in their opinion. Don't get me wrong, it's an hard night's work for anyone. Doesn't make him any more appetizing to fight. It definitely made the fight boring, and I'm not about no boring fight. But he is levels above, you know, I'd say me and him, you know, running the British scene, European scene at the minute.
You mentioned Virgil Ortiz. We believe him and Avanesian will happen now. I see Cole Greaves say that Team Avanesian was never about trying to chase a fight with you, but I suppose you felt like it was always them trying to chase that fight with you, regardless of what Carl or Team Avanesian say.
Well, yeah, it was, because they were going, oh, Conor's conning the public and all that. No, but I ain't doing you no favours. That's that. I got a long career ahead of me. I got a lot of many paydays ahead of me. Look at our track records. He's fighting Metz and Liam Taylor. I'm fighting Algerian Van Herden and Vargas and Formella. So when you're fighting Metz and Liam Taylor, who's like had a struggle up for a Southern Area English title, which it was, it's like, mate, I pull the other one. Do you know what I mean? But he ain't getting no stick over it. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, listen, I ain't really too concerned again, because the public are going to go, oh yeah, you're scared. I ain't really scared of nobody, mate. Do you know what I mean? And it's half daft for those and naive for those to think that I'm scared of anyone. Do you know what I mean? Because he beat up Kelly, whose arsehole fell out. Do you know what I mean? And he's another one piping up again. Do you know what I mean? It's like, mate, you need to worry about your own career. You're making weight, because in a minute you're walking on eggshells with your career, mate. Skating on very thin ice. And he's too busy worried about dropping my name in interviews. That's people's issue. They're too worried about other people. You know, I'm focused on doing what I've got to do and making sure I get a win and making sure I graft hard so that come fight night, I'm delivering. I'm not leaving no stone unturned. I'm making the fights look like the fights that they are. Do you know what I mean? So, listen, let all these other fighters call my name. Like Congo's whole fight week's based around my name, about Conor Ben will become a star. He needs to just worry about him.
I think you saw his comments yesterday.
Oh yeah, it's funny, but he's half delusional, because he looked terrible against McKinson, got dropped. Before that, he looked terrible, and then he had an odd out war with Luther Clay, which I believe he was losing. So it's like, mate, pull the other one. And you think I'm going to listen to you? You are one delusional geezer, my friend. One delusional person, my friend. You worry about doing what you've got to do. At the end of the day, I'm worrying about what I've got to do. And when I mean I'm so focused on doing what I've got to do, it shows in your performance. I ain't chasing nobody. I call names here and there. It's part of the business. It's part of the trade. But listen, people need to worry about what they're doing. Stop worrying about what I'm doing. Worry about what you're doing. Because what you're doing at the minute is shit. So worry about what you're doing.
One more thing before I let you go, because it has gone a little bit longer than We said
it's quite a light door, Scott.
It is. That's what I did say to you. You told me you've always got time for me, and I've now got that clip on my phone, so I could use it against you. Joe Cordina, you've seen him from day dot in the pros. How much does this man deserve this world title shot? I feel like the last couple of years it's just kind of been brewing and brewing. He gets his big night in his hometown on Saturday or next Saturday.
It was inevitable. Yeah, you know, it was always going to come, and I think, well, now's obviously the right time. I think Joe's been ready for a while, to be honest. You know, he grafts hard, and, you know, he's one of the most skillful fighters I've ever sparred. So, just that time, you know. When he walks in the gym every day, I'm screaming out there, and no, every single day walks in the gym, just to let him know his life changes forever from next Saturday. It really does. You know, he'll forever be in the history books. And, you know, you see all the hard work put in and the brutality. And, you know, obviously I'm not in training camp at the minute. So when I come to the gym and I see him look like he's poured at his heart and, you know, heart and everything out for this camp, it's like, it has to pay off. It can't go any other way. It has to. And, you know, it's in his hometown. And to win a world title in your hometown, I think that's, in Wales, I think that's massive.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.